I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation. I'm backing up.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here at Good Vibrations Radio. I'm still learning to not say Radio Monterey since we closed it down and are only posting podcasts, but it's still a good site to find out what's going on and to get information. But at Good Vibrations Radio, quantum physics has told us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. So we're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the promoter-producer of the Rota Psychic Fair, coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 2017. Excuse me, go to rotapsychicfair.com. Get on the email list so you can be informed of the ongoing events, as well as staying informed for the upcoming dates of the Rota Psychic Fair and everything else going on throughout the year. As I briefly mentioned too, Radio Monterey, we shut down the broadcast. I was having issues with the quality of the audio stream itself. At this time, I'm not able to get it resolved, so we turned it into a podcast site for many of our independent hosts where we put their most current shows out there, so you can still stay informed with them. Other shows that are already syndicated on our other networks, we encourage you to listen to them there. But it's important during this time of transition, this time of the thunderbolt and the tower, this time of scorching the earth so new life can grow. It's important we stay informed with direct, unfiltered, uncensored information so we can really be informed about what's going on in the world around us and know how to take action to make this the life, the world, the place we want to live and be. All that being said, my goodness, we are right here past the middle of the month of January already. Now, I spent several days listening to a total infusion of astrological forecasts for the year of 2017. Over roughly, what was it? It was 10 hours or so of so much information. And I have to admit, so much of the information is still distilling within me. But several things that I want to share leading into it is that this is going to be a fast year. If you thought any preceding years were fast, this one's going to take the cake. And we just came off that 9 year that Kirilani is always sharing with us about the vibrations of the year, the week, and the month. We came off that 9 year, which was about closing, putting things behind us, and came into this 1 year, which is all about our individuation, our individual self, creating connection with the all, finding the new road for us coming from our true self. Well, this is still going to be a year of transformation for all of us. Because getting to that true self, no matter how much we think it's at the surface, is going to be a job of still uncovering and unpeeling back the different layers of the onion. This is going to be a major transformative year for everyone in the world. And so everything around us is a part of that touch of transformation. Don't waste time. Somebody earlier today, or maybe it was last night, somebody had posted on Facebook, I'm wondering if I should do a vision board. And my response was, if you have to think about it, you're wasting time. Just get to it. You want to do something? Get to it. Start it. Make a note. Make a mark on a piece of paper. Make a mark on a board. Go get pieces of what you need to get started on it. Whatever it is, Don't waste time, because time will be gone before you know it. And as you know, for every show, I like to do Day by Day with James Allen, taken from his book, As a Man Thinketh, which he wrote in 1903. Now, James Allen built on so many things that came before him, but his basic underlying premise was, we create the reality we're in right now through our past thoughts and actions. We've created it. No matter how much we want to talk about external forces, it's actually been an internal job creating our reality. And here we are. But our future is not predestined by our past thoughts and actions. Our future is not predestined by whatever we did to get us to this point. Our future is created each day in the beliefs and the habits, the patterns and the thoughts we choose to instill in ourselves. And in As a Man Thinketh, he takes us on that journey of how to get there and stay focused. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words from As a Man Thinketh have been broken up into a little segment for each day of the month. And for the 17th day of the month, he tells us, persist until. Great is the heartfelt joy when after innumerable and apparently unsuccessful attempts, some ingrained fault of character is at last cast out to trouble its victim no more and the world no more. What that's really saying is that just because you weren't successful at stopping something you wanted to stop or starting something you wanted to start, you continue to persist. You don't drop it. You don't say, I can't do it. It doesn't work for me. It always reminds me from the movie Moonlight, for those who remember, or Moonstruck, those who don't remember it, with Cher and Nicolas Cage, but her father was Cher was talking about this particular boyfriend she was dating, had asked her to marry her, and the father said, it doesn't work for you. She said, what do you mean it doesn't work for you? She said, look at what happened with you last time. She said, he died. He said, exactly. People have been married for years and years and nobody dies. It's bad luck for you. Don't marry him. So it's the same thing we do to ourselves. We try something, it doesn't go well, and we just say, oh, I'm no good at that. Oh, I can't do that. But the real point is do you want to? Because if you want to, don't talk yourself out of it. Don't stop yourself. And don't compare yourself to someone else. If you want to do it, do it. If it gives you joy, do it. If it's something you want to learn, learn it. And as James Allen said, persist until. So if there's something you created as a New Year's resolution and you stopped doing it already, or you started going back to something you were supposed to stop, persist until. And today's daily word from Unity shares with us that I am a spiritual being gifted with unlimited power and potential. Persist until. You are a spiritual being gifted with unlimited power and potential. The only thing stopping you is you. Don't let the world get in the way of your dreams, especially on this fast, flowing, rapidly moving year. And that will bring us right to our segment for today. Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. Now, with her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she's a real-world agent of transformation. And she's also an alchemist using essential oils, teas, and color to provide custom essential oil blends or teas or hand-dyed silk scarves for her clients to create unique fusion consultations that empower their personal vibrations and bring great insights and transformation. Now, she provides a unique Go With The Flow segment and her vibrational numerology every Tuesday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Well, thanks, Salazar. And so much of what you shared in the introduction is kind of right on with what I was going to talk about. So this will be some reinforcement for the listeners, but it's always fun to see how the day-by-day with James Allen always seems to like tie directly into what's happening vibrationally. So first, let's talk a little bit about what this 2017 is all about. And as it's starting to unfold, you know, we got a little bit of a teaser and preview in December that was previewing the creative cycle of the year, the first 6 months of the year. We're now in the heart of December, or in the heart of January, that is previewing the full manifesting cycle, or the last 6 months of 2017. So it's giving you a taste of what this year is going to be like. It's like going to the movie theaters and seeing the previews of the movies that are coming, and you can decide whether you want to go engage and invest 2 hours in that movie or not. It also is, so it's like the preview of life's coming attractions. It lets you, in the moment, then, transform whatever is coming up. And to all the people we've been talking to with friends and family and clients, there's a lot coming up for everybody. And the reason for that is we stand at this juncture between two really pivotal years. Last year, 2016, was really the culmination of the final cycle of limitations that incorporated everything that we experienced over millennia during this era and age of limitations. Coming into 2017, which is the opening up of our first pure cycle, our first year of new beginnings of a new cycle, wholly in limitlessness. Now, that's a big shift. And so if you're feeling like you're having a little bit of whiplash going back and forth between the old ways of being in the world and the old structures of the world that were based and built on limitations, and this new way, this new dawn, this new way of approaching our interactions with ourselves, with each other, creating new things, you're not alone. Everyone's feeling this a little bit all over the map, and that's okay, because it's the time to, as Shakti Gawain would say in creative visualization, it is time to quit clinging to the banks of the river. It is time to let ourselves float free with the current and to trust in the universe, to trust in the goodness of creation, to trust that as we float downstream, whatever is going to manifest for us can be better than what we are so tenaciously clinging to in the past. So when we cling to the banks of the river or the rock in the center of the river, all we do now is become exhausted. And to some degree, the universe is increasing the rate and speed of the current in an effort to get us to let go, to let us get let go of those old things that don't serve us. That's what this whole last year was. It was squeezing us, pushing us, pulling on us to let go of those old, tired, worn-out ways of being that do not result in us thriving, just result in us showing up and trying to get through the moment or the day. So that energy is continuing, and at the same time, we have all of these amazing possibilities in each moment to create magic, to create miracles, to create the unexpected, to shift things with a little bit of elbow grease and sometimes effortlessly. But we have to be paying attention, because if we're following all the old patterns, we're just creating a limitless amount of the old ways of being. If we're willing in the moment to say, aha, what could I do here? What is my intention? What do I want to see? What do I want to create that's different? and approach each moment as a new beginning, a new experiment. It allows us to see the opportunities or to create the opportunities. So this weekend, I got to see an old friend that I haven't seen for a long time. And we were walking through her new office that she set up. And it's a beautiful space, absolutely wonderful space that she's created. And yet, she said that there were certain areas in the space where the energy was a little bit strange and unwelcoming. And was there a way to clear this energy? And in a very short period of time, we used some essential oils to clear the space. And then we looked up at a picture in one of the healing rooms she has and noticed that the picture itself was of these two women who had very sad expressions on their face. And we looked at each other and realized, you know, that picture was carrying that sadness. And the way that the room was set up with the crystals and the mirrors was amplifying the sadness. So we did a little focus session and connected with each other and did a cord cutting and clearing any of those sadness within us over time and space. Any connection to the painting, any connection to that time period. And when we were done, we looked at the painting again. And suddenly these two women who looked very sad had the little corners of their lips turning up in a little smile. And their eyes, instead of looking sad and kind of beaten down, looked inquisitive. It was really a remarkable experience. Now, whether the painting changed or our perception changed, our reality is perception. And each of us is being presented with opportunities like that, gazillions of them every day, to say, what do I choose to believe? What do I choose to see? What do I choose to experience? Because this year is all about that choosing. It's all about being open to initiate those new beginnings, but it requires initiation. It requires action and choice on our part. So in a 1 year, we have all these new things happening. And at the same time, it's going to bring up things from this final cycle, from 2008, to ask us to revisit those things, to uplift those things, to transform, to use ourselves to transform those things for ourselves and the world. So it's going to bring up in each of us that choice between going into union with our soul, with the divine, with another person, or going into separation and choosing polarization. It's going to ask each of us, are we going to choose selfishness, or are we going to choose to understand that we're connected to the all and we need to find, we want to find, we desire to find win-win situations where everyone benefits. It's going to ask us, what do we care about? Do we know ourselves enough? Are we willing to go empty-handed into this year, but with the trust that we choose to be whatever our soul really intended us to be in this life, and to know that whatever comes is going to be better than what our mind could have come up with? It's asking all those things of us right now, because in this time of January, every choice we make is extra potent. In each day, because it is the preview, it represents at least 7 days as we get to that part of the year. So it's crammed full, but also amplifies whatever choices we make. So if you find yourself reacting, if you find yourself frustrated or irritated with other people, or you start feeling a little paranoid, that those are all signs that you're going into separation. those are all signs that you need to slow down for a minute, center yourself, and really ask yourself, what do you want to create? So in this year, let's see, let's talk about some of the vibrational tools that we can work with to help us stay balanced, to help us to stay on this pulse point of new creation. And I find working with essential oils and food and color, anything that brings in the senses of sight and sound and taste and feel, all of those, the more that you can bring in, as Janet Connor shares in her work on automatic writing, it amplifies the creation. It amplifies that wisdom that you're bringing in. So as you go through this time period, while you're meditating, bring in the aromatherapy, align with the stones that there are to work with for those vibrations. Wear the colors or bring them in. Use tea and food for the taste. All these things help you get into the flow, get into the feel of this new energy of new beginnings. So the ones you can work with for color, beige and chocolate, apricot and turquoise. And as you notice, some of those taste pretty good too. I love chocolate and apricots, both in color and taste and smell. So aromatherapy in addition, coconut and myrrh and dill. Now myrrh is a wonderful essential oil. It's called the mother oil of Mother Earth. And if we're talking about really creating and grounding this new way of being, myrrh is a very powerful one to work with. Some of the other food you can play with, macadamia nuts, one of my favorites, and butternut squash. So stones, turquoise, azurite, angelite. The turquoise, you can get little pocket stones. Also azurite, you probably can too. Angelite comes in a lot of jewelry, so you could treat yourself and invest in some piece that you can wear during the day. Or the pocket stones, it's really nice to be able to just slide in your pocket, and when you're meditating or you could be in the middle of a meeting or waiting in line, you could just use that to align with that energy. Some of the activities that I love that help connect with that one energy is forgiving. It's doing. It's liking. What do you like? The universe is asking you that because you want to create as much of that as you can. Awaken, shine, participate, simplify, a big one for this year, and swim. Now, that one brings us to, that's kind of where we're at. Back to Shakti's metaphor of the river. We are letting go, and we are floating down that river, letting it carry us. And as we swim, as we ride those currents of creation, we are the ones who are creating this new way of being with every choice, with every desire, with every decision, with where we put our energy and our time. If you are waiting for someone to go before you to set an example, we are the example. If you are waiting to see how it works out, you are, as Salazar said in the intro, wasting time, because it's time to experiment, try something. If that doesn't work, you can switch and pivot another direction and try something different. It's through the experimentation, it's through the actual experience that it'll help us figure out the best way to go. And in the book, in the movie, now I'm having a mind blank. Jim's Redfield, Salazar, I might need a lifeline help here. In James Redfield's book.
The Celestine Prophecy?
Yeah, about the different insights.
Oh, the 10th insight, yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that they talk about is how you discern what is the appropriate choice or direction in a given situation. And it's learning to attune yourself so you can see where the light is. You can see where the energy is. And some people see it. Some people feel it. So it depends on kind of what your kind of psychic senses are attuned to, but everyone has them and everyone can refine them. And as we elevate our own vibrations, when we are in a state of balance, when we're connected from a heart-centric place, when our mind and heart are in balance, we are better attuned, better able to discern what is that best next step, what is that, which direction, which choice do I take in this moment. So play with that as you go through, particularly this month, but all through this year. So let's talk for a minute about what this preview period is about that we're experiencing right now. We have today on Tuesday, we're previewing the second week of October. So tomorrow will be the third week, Thursday will be the fourth week, and then Friday brings you the full summary of October. Now, October is a month of clarity and wisdom. And it's going to be this year very much aligned with lining up with our truth, lining up with our own North Star. So whatever you can do this week to center in, spend some time in meditation, and find that your own North Star inside you, that is part of that learning to discern the right direction. Because it's not, this new way of being is not going to come from our mind figuring out a plan. It's by aligning our mind with our spirit to follow our soul, to be able to co-create with our soul and the divine consciously. And that's new for all of us. So as we figure things out, if we can share them with each other, that helps everybody, right? If you have a breakthrough, then share it with a friend, with a family member, because we're all in the process of figuring this out. Now, on Saturday, we preview beginning of November. And until we're back together again, you're going to be, covering most of November and some of December. So November is going to bring in this energy of limitlessness, an expanded amount of limitlessness. So those months go very fast. So those preview days from Saturday the 21st through the 25th are going to go really fast. This whole year is. That's why simplifying your life is very important, so that you're putting your energy on what truly is aligned with your desires. So it's essential or aligned with your desires, right? You're putting your energy where you want the creation to flow. That is some of the preview energy. And then I also wanted to share, there are some very powerful energy days that I want everyone to be able to take advantage of. We've had quite a lot of them just this month already. And these are days where if you go on living your life just kind of normal, you miss out on some of the opportunities. But if you're aware of some of these big portals or power days that are coming up, you can plan your life ahead a little bit and give yourself some time or be more conscious as you go through the day as to how to take advantage of it. So today, I'm taking us back a little bit. You know, if you feel like you're still in the process of releasing things, that's okay. We all are. But we want to release them as efficiently and transform them in the moment as efficiently as possible. So a couple of the vibrational tools from last year that you can still keep working with. I love working with the essential oils for lavender and sandalwood and bergamot. That's the one that's in the Earl Grey tea, or wild orange. They're all very cleansing. So if you start feeling a little bit overwhelmed, which people are having that experience because it's a lot to digest right now, remember your tools and lessons from last year. So the more you can digest in the moment and on a run, the better off we are in 2017. So keep those tools at your disposal, and it helps if you could, before you go to sleep at night, put a little bit of lavender on the bottom of your feet or on your pillow, and ask consciously that you use your sleep to integrate all the experiences that you've had during the day to release effortlessly any residual, to use that time to transform and uplift any of your behaviors or thoughts or emotions. And as we go between now and the end of January, you have that power being fueled to help you with that release and transformational process. And today, on the 17th, Tuesday the 2017th, we have another one of these good recycle days. And it's one that's focused very much on the heart, on any emotional issues, any old issues between like male-female issues, or because it's the Master Lovers card on the spiritual, it's helping us open our heart to release and allow a new way of being in relationships to come into our life. Then on Thursday, a very big day, I think of it like an energetic elevator. So it's starting, its ground floor is about unconditionality. So this is a good day to remind ourselves that we are, oh, and it's actually a three-day thing. So never mind. It starts actually on Wednesday the 18th. So it's a three-day passage that is actually a set of stair steps. So it starts on Wednesday with this remembering that we are all part of the all, that within that the divinity is within us, that I am consciousness, that we are consciousness, that we are all interconnected, that we are all one, that we are all divine. We start with that on Wednesday. On Thursday, it moves to the energy of unconditionality. So this is the elevator day that takes us from vibrationally the 11 all the way up to the ninth floor, to the 99. And the 11 starts with unconditional love and hope and trust and faith. And can you imagine what our lives would be like and the world would be like if we created from that foundation, as we interacted with each other, if we knew and came to expect is not the right word. We just simply were solid in our knowledge and experience that is how we are with ourselves and our souls and each other. We would create a whole new world. So that elevator starts from that and then works up through, in numerology, what they call the master numbers. So it moves to the second floor, the 22, the energy of the alchemist, the energy of the transformer, the energy of the architect of creation. Then we move to the third floor, the energy of clarity and wisdom, the master teacher energy. Then we move to the fourth floor, the energy that bridges heaven to earth. And the fifth floor, the energy of heaven on earth, the fifth dimensional reality. Then we move to the sixth floor, the master lover's energy, the master of balance. We move to the seventh floor, ultimate awakening and liberation. And the eighth floor, the master of manifestation, of prosperous abundance. And then to the ninth floor. The ninth floor amplifies all that you've just experienced and integrates it.
because that allows you to graduate, which is what last year was all about, and prepares you for the next day, on the 20th, Friday, a portal of new beginnings, a portal of oneness. It is paired on the spiritual with that energy of clarity and wisdom that I told you October was all about. That is the summary of October on that day. Huge day to say, take all that we learned in this time of limitation. We graduate and we create a new way of being in limitlessness, in this new virgin field of snow. Amazing day. So start that one on your calendar. And then on the 21st, we get another infusion of limitlessness that leads us, that kind of bridges us then to the 23rd, which is another day about clarity and wisdom. So we got a lot of those. And it's creating from that place of taking all that you are, everything that you've learned. And if you were queen or king for a day, and you had a magic wand that could not fail, what would you create? So a couple of other days I wanted to point out, because I will be off in Kauai cavorting around and playing with the energy and anchoring to power places next week. On the 25th, there is a day that's the seed of God and the bridge between heaven and earth. It is going to be a good day to really sit down and focus on what you, who you are, what you want to be, what seeds you want to plant. So for the listener who was thinking about doing a vision board, go get your stuff. That would be a great day to sit down and do it. And on the 26th, we have another one of those universal recycling days. That's on a week from Thursday. So then the 28th, also huge day. So this brings that energy of unconditionality along with the energy of awakening to the truth of who we are and realizing that we all are Christ-conscious beings, that we are meant to express that in the world now without sacrifice, truly being the light and love and truth that we are. So big finish coming into the end of January. And Solazar, I know that's a lot, but I wanted to make sure people had the tools that they needed to navigate the next, you know, week and a half or so. And take the most advantage of all of the opportunities that are presenting themselves.
Sorry, I'm still here. I was sneezing. I apologize.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, he either fell asleep or something.
No, I was keeping it on mute because I was having this series of sneezes. And so I apologize for the delay. So that is a lot. And I just want to share a couple of things. You know, astrologically for this week coming up, that ties into some of what you said as well. And it really starts, you know, we talked last week coming off that new moon, which was very powerful. And I hope folks got outside to see it. I tried to see it every night that I could. There was, I think, one or two nights where we were clouded or rainy. But for the most part, this was our experience this month of starting to, going back to what you said, starting with that new moon, to set ourselves free. I think it's absolutely important, going back to something you said, for the listeners to get very clear about, is that this year is about a transformation, but it's only a transformation if you're releasing who you truly are. If you're holding back, if you're hiding it, if you're thinking about it, it's even like if you think, well, I think this is who I am, it's not who you truly are. It's letting what's inside come out. That might be a little scary for some. And for all of us, it, even when you said accept what appears, you didn't use quite those words. It's not always accepting everything that's presented to you as much as accepting what is really aligned with who you truly are. and you got to get the mind out of the way to get there. But this week, starting on Thursday at 1:16 a.m., Mars in Pisces is going to have a square with Saturn in Sagittarius. Now, squares are fights. That's what they are. It's the two things. So we have Mars in Pisces. So we have our, you know, Mars, as I've mentioned before, doesn't like being in Pisces. He's a little wet. He's a little soggy. He's not real happy. He likes speed. He likes action. He wants to testosterone and pumping iron. Saturn likes sensible, slow, and deliberate, and it likes to present things for you to work through. It's kind of like Saturn says, oh, what are you doing this morning? Here, solve this Rubik's Cube. This will be good for you. You'll learn something. So the square is the fight between these two, and Saturn tends to drain everything that it comes into contact with. He does it even on the best of times. He's really creating an energy drain in order to teach us. So he's going to leave us, this aspect's going to leave us a little tired, a little frustrated, maybe even feeling offended. And since Mars also represents authorities, and this is the day prior to the inauguration, no one in authority is going to show much love, you know, whether it's parents, police, teachers, coworkers, bosses, or even ourselves. So this aspect is going to be, in essence, leaving us awash with no authorities, as if to say we have no measurement in order to measure against, to feel ourselves against, to check the metric, to check the standard. So we're going to even question ourselves quite a bit. But Mars, even though he's wet, even though he's soggy, he's not going to take it quietly. So he's going to want to rail against everything going on that doesn't seem to fit his norm of what it looks like. And he wants to succeed, even if it's rubbing it in everyone's face. I'm going to be successful whether you like it or not. So it's going to be a push-pull period as we go to the end of this week. No matter how balanced you think you are, no matter how centered you believe you are, you know, no matter how sure you are about knowing yourself or who you are or anything else, this aspect really going to say everyone's going to be a little peeved. Nobody wants to hear what you're peeved about because they're too busy focusing on what they're peeved about. So the best thing goes back to something you shared, Kara, is slow down, breathe. You might still be peeved, but you're going to be happier with yourself later on if you don't release all of that energy onto everyone around you. This transit will move. We'll get off this square, but it's going to be kind of a day of irritation and annoyance. And since it's going to lead into the inauguration, you can expect that there's going to be some political discussion that gets centered around this peevishness. So a good thing to do is avoid those discussions, avoid those conversations. But something we've said all along, or I certainly have reinforced, you've got to make sure in every moment you're being true to yourself. So when I say avoid those conversations, I'm not saying if somebody's berating somebody publicly over something political, that maybe you don't stand up for the rights of the person. But I'm just saying don't get engaged in the emotive discussion of the political issues if you can avoid it. You'll be happier, you'll be much more settled, and you'll have a better day. Now, the same thing on that day is the 19th, which is Thursday. At 1:24 p.m. Pacific time, the sun will enter Aquarius. So our life giver, the sun, is leaving the dedicated and doggedly persistent Capricorn, which has been wonderful for getting us moving forward, for getting us planning and deciding what our next steps are. And we're moving into kind of the set in our way, future-oriented, slightly aloof Aquarius. And the good news is we're going to begin to look forward to the future with some hope and confidence. Because Aquarius is future-focused. Aquarius wants us moving forward. Capricorn, being doggedly persistent, is sometimes set in its way and doesn't have a big vision. It has a very narrow vision as to where it is. So we're going to focus on what we need to do in order to be successful this year in our life, to be focused on those areas where we need to do more, do less, add more, take away. We're going to get clear on those things during this transit period over the next month when the sun goes into Aquarius. So we'll lose some of our dependence on looking backwards and talking about the what if or if onlys and all the things that did happen that we don't like and didn't happen that we wanted to. We'll stop doing that and we'll be in this present looking toward the future. So it's a good time for our objective scientists to plan on the ingredients needed to really create the shifts and the changes in our life that we want to experience throughout the rest of the year. Because Aquarius is not a homebody, also, we're going to find most of our forward movement and success during this transit with the sun in Aquarius is going to be focused on career. It'll be career and finances. Aquarius is not a touchy-feely sign. It's not about embracing everybody. It's not about love, and the world will be a good place. But you'll have the confidence and determination and the right actions to move forward in the area of career and finances. At the same time, on Friday the 20th, and I bring it up because of its counter energy to the sun in Aquarius, Venus in Pisces, which as I mentioned last week, Venus loves being in Pisces. They're both touchy-feely. You know, Venus is our planet of love and harmony and balance. It's going to create a sextile to Pluto in Capricorn. Now, a sextile is a very positive transit. It's kind of, they're playing nicely together. They're holding hands and skipping down the lane. Now, Capricorn, again, being that doggedly persistent sign with Pluto in it, and Pluto's that revolutionary transformative sign, this is going to offset that emotional remoteness of the sun in Aquarius. So this actually means that in the relationships we have, we're going to find that we'll talk more about things. Our love will deepen. We'll feel more connected. And if people meet somebody, this could also be a good time for good relationships can start under this transit. So the point is to be open, not hungry, not dependent, not needy, but open, because the experiences may be very positive and may be able to be built on. At the same time, we're going to have this part where we're going to feel emotionally open on Friday. We're going to have our sun in Aquarius energy from Thursday pushing us to make progress on our financial and career areas. So we may actually find going forward toward the end of January, we're going to see our life become more full in more areas. Deeper friendships, deeper relationships, deeper connections with people, and maybe even connections with people who aren't presently in your life. So all of that going on, plus forward momentum on career, success, and those areas that will actually affect transformation in our life this year. So those are the pieces I wanted to add in, Kira, based on what you had shared.
Well, I think
the things you added are quite interesting, how they come together. And what I was kind of fixing on, let me find it again. You were talking about how at this time of the inauguration, kind of there is an absence of metrics of how to judge yourself or others by, and there's this like lack of authority from the top up, and you see that in government. That's one way of it playing out, where you have a new administration and you're going to have new people top down, right? But that's happening in every area of our life, because the metrics that we would have used before to determine if something was working or was good or bad or whatever, a lot of those metrics aren't valid anymore. They're based on this old way of doing things. So giving yourself kind of a break, or to be, I think we talked about it last week, like the caterpillar who has gone into the chrysalis and is in this state of becoming, how can you judge the caterpillar or measure the caterpillar? You can no longer measure him by the number of legs he has. You can no longer measure him by how fast he can climb up a branch. And yet you can't measure him by the colors of his wings as a butterfly yet, or by how quickly he can flap those wings. We are all in that state of becoming. So the more we could just put the measurements on the shelf for the moment and suspend our need to define and measure everything, the better off we'll be. Because what we're allowing is something new to emerge, something that we may not even be able to understand yet, let alone put measurements around.
Well, I think I both agree and have just a variance to that. And here's the variance is, I agree that going forward in our lives, we have to actually look at the things that were metrics, that were authorities. So when I say that they're not there, they're actually there. We just have to say, and I think this similar to what you said, is that working for me now or not? And so we do have to make that assessment. We do have to say, you know, for instance, if you're the person that does 20,000 crunches a day to build your abs and it works for you, then it works for you. But it doesn't necessarily work for everybody else. So each of us have to determine what the valid metrics are for us, because there is no standard authority for everybody. And I think that's certainly complementary to what you said and very similar, but I feel like that's the big, big point out of it, as opposed to throw everything out, which
yeah.
You didn't say. I didn't say you said throw everything out, by the way. I'm just sharing kind of a variation of a theme. That's how I saw this loss of authorities, was each of us has to decide what's going to work for us. But there is no central authority on everything, anything.
Well, yeah, there is no central authority at this point, because we're rewriting that book.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that. That's the aspect where I think we're in full agreement. Yeah, absolutely. So that was it. I mean, any other comments or questions or any other points that you wanted to bring in?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. I felt like there was something else that you said that I wanted to come back to, but we've shared so many things for people.
Was it the Aquarian sun? Friday's transit?
Yeah, the Aquarian sun. So that is when you look at, we have just come into January and this time of limitlessness is opening up, and you look at some of the astrological events that are happening right away. So first we had this full moon in Cancer where we're accentuating emotions to water being spirit, the upliftment of that in a year that is a fire year. It's the both as the year of 2017 as well as in January is fire. And that fire is helping us release any dampness that we are carrying from water being emotions, to allow water to take its rightful place in the Aquarian age as spirit. So here we have now Aquarius popping in the sun, and that also helps with this kind of upliftment of that role of water. So if you're having, lung things from residual cold and flu season or congestion or sinus stuff or, you know, all those things, that is old unreleased sorrow or other emotional things that is manifesting this way. So in your meditations, I've been working with that divine fire. See, like the violet flame going through and burning through any of that old dross. So for me, it's sadness, disappointment, sometimes despair, old stuff. Whatever it is for you, let that just burn through and then see the fire changing to blue and let that be the fire that does not burn, to burn through any of the old beliefs or patterns that would hold that in place or recreate that in your life.
You know, you kept talking about the flame. You talked about it last week. I don't recall if you talked about it the week before. You mentioned it again this week. And during that astrology webinar, as I said, that 10 hours forecast for 2017, many of them brought out that this is the time of the violet flame of Saint Germain. And of course, that's a divine fire. And it's the fire that doesn't burn, as you've mentioned. And it's a good time, I think, and I'm not a true expert about the whole issue of Saint Germain or the violet flame, as much as to think of that violet flame fire, in my opinion, as the thing that burns away what you no longer need, like you said, the dross. And so I think the image for this year is for all of us to burn away what no longer serves us, to burn away those restrictions that we've created, that we put under that term of authorities or rules or requirements that no longer serve us. Burn away those things to reveal underneath the divine being that we truly are, because we're all here as divine. And this year, we absolutely must bring out our divinity, and it doesn't come out through our mind. All right. So, well, thank you, Kira, for sharing all of that. And any final thoughts? Because I know you won't be able to be with us next week.
I think that pretty much sums it up.
Well, I want to remind everybody, thank Kira once again for joining us, and remind everybody that we will be back on Thursday with Dr. Arnie Buss. And speaking of listening, I want to thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. And you can go to the homepage of Good Vibrations Radio to find out how to listen to the podcast or listen in real time when the shows are actually being done. Either way, and we thank you for listening to us. Remember to take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. And as you go forward, many blessings to you. Namaste.
Gotta keep those love and good vibrations happening.